Today's conversation is going to be a tough one. And trigger warning, we are going to be talking about mental abuse, financial abuse, and physical abuse. So if this isn't really where your headspace is today, I totally understand. Save it for another time. But if you're ready, let's get into it. Hello and welcome to another episode of the From Devastated to Divorced podcast. I'm Josie, your host and a separation survival specialist. Through my unique 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology, I guide women who are grappling with the challenges of an unwanted separation. Together, we navigate the path from feeling devastated to confidently stepping into divorce. And today I wanted to talk about a pretty heavy topic. It's one that I have been discussing with a young lady I've been helping, and it is about how to escape a really bad, dangerous, unhealthy relationship. But before we talk about how to escape it, I wanted to first talk about how to avoid getting into it in the first place. I know that none of us choose to get into an abusive relationship. That's obvious. So there is no shaming here, no blaming here. And if you find yourself in that type of relationship right now, I want you to give yourself grace on that aspect, because we don't choose this. We don't purposely go into a relationship with someone who is going to abuse us. But how do you avoid it in the first place? This is my number one suggestion, and that is that you are 100% clear on your value and your self-worth. It is honestly the key to everything, and I say this often, but it is the key. Why do I say that? Because when you are secure in yourself, when you know your value, when you love yourself, when you know your worth, somebody who's coming to play games and to bullshit you, you are going to spot them a mile away. They're not going to be able to love bomb you, because you're going to be like, this is suspicious. What game are you playing here? There is healthy flirtation, healthy dating, healthy compliments, but love bombing is a sign that they're just trying to hurry up and reel you in quick. And when you don't need their validation to know what an awesome person you are, you catch that. So loving yourself, valuing yourself is so important, because knowing who you are is going to have you only allow people that you know are going to better your life into your sphere. This isn't you being snobby. This is you knowing your worth, knowing your value, knowing that you are coming into a relationship as a healthy partner that's going to give love and give support, and expect that your partner is also going to give love, give support, and be a decent human being. And you can recognize that someone is not by knowing your value first. So that is so important. And one of the reasons I say that also is because if you know your worth and your value, and really somebody is so good that they still sneak in, if they, the first time that they insult you, the first time that they try and put you down, the first time that they try to raise their hand at you, you are going to run. And you are not going to listen to, I'm sorry, it was a bad day, it will never happen again. You will be like, that's right, it will never happen again with me. Because you can apologize, you can be sorry, and I will accept your apology. And I will believe that you are sorry, but we are done. This is not the type of person I will be with. I will not accept that. And you walk away. And it's so hard to do that when you don't value yourself, because you sometimes might even think, well, I kind of deserve that, or it's true, but I won't find anybody else, and he's not that bad, and on the good days, he's a good guy, and so you talk yourself back into it. There is no opportunity for you to talk yourself into keeping somebody when you know your worth. So it is so important. I will beat that like a horse. Is that how you say that? I'm terrible with these metaphors. You know what I mean. I don't want to beat a horse. I love horses. But it is so important. Self-worth is so important. Now, the other thing that I would suggest that you do is you have your, for lack of a better word, checklist of the type of man that you want. I'm not talking blue eyes, blonde hair, you know, 5'5", $250,000 in his bank account. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I want someone who has a relationship with his parents, who loves his mother, who has been raised in a family unit, who values family, who has never been arrested or put in jail, who does not have more than one child from one woman, who has a job and has ambition. Even if he works, wherever he works, it's not about the type of job he has. It's about having pride in what you do, getting up every day for your job and feeling good about doing your job and feeling proud of yourself and having interest in moving forward and building your life and seeing, I want to keep growing in my life. So these are the type of things that you want on your checklist and the things you want and the things that you don't want. And again, I go back that this isn't you being snobby. This isn't you being pretentious or expecting too much of yourself or that you're so high and mighty. It's not about these things. It's about you want a relationship that works. You want a relationship that's healthy. You want a partner that you can depend on because you're going to be a dependable partner. And I'm sorry, but a criminal, someone who's been in jail, someone who has been arrested, someone who only ever lived with his mom, someone who has three babies from three different women, this does not sound like somebody who is going to be a stable partner for you. And that's okay. You have a right to expect what you expect. And people might complain about it, but you know what? You are willing to be by yourself if you can't find the right person for you. So what's that to anybody? That's not their business. If you're willing to be alone until you find the right person, then that is completely your choice. So that is another very important thing. And I will go back to say, if you have this checklist, as soon as you meet someone and talk to someone and you find out that one of their things does not match your very important list, you got to let them go. You have to let them go. It doesn't matter how cute they are. It doesn't matter how sweet they are. It doesn't matter how funny they are. You have to end it. Because the longer you stay with them, the more you are going to develop feelings, the more you're going to make excuses for that three baby mamas or, you know, that bad choice that put him in jail or any of those things. You're going to find excuses and you're going to let it slide. So that is why you have to. Listen, I was a one-date wonder for a long time. I lived this motto. In the beginning, I didn't, and I got into a lot of messy situationships. So when I finally got serious and found my self-worth, I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. He was nice. He was sweet. But nope, I saw signs. I saw things, and I would stop it. Wasn't easy. I was alone for a decent amount of time, and that's okay. That's okay because I wasn't unhappy alone. I was thriving and moving forward in my life alone, and I wasn't being mistreated or stuck with a bad relationship. So those are two very important ways to avoid getting in these relationships in the first place. Acknowledge the red flags. Value yourself enough to walk away from the red flags. Give yourself permission to end a relationship or not start a relationship with a person that you know is unhealthy. So, okay, you didn't do all these things and now you are in a really bad place. You are with a man that beats you, that abuses you, that takes advantage of you and you are stuck, what do you do now? It's so hard. It's hard because it's scary. I was talking to a young lady who was in this situation and I was trying to give her advice. But first of all, I'm not a therapist. I highly recommend therapy. I definitely recommend that to help you figure out why you got into this place in the first place and work through those things. Because sometimes when you don't work through those things, it's hard to walk away. And even when you do walk away, you're fighting yourself the whole time because you don't believe that you deserve to walk away. So there is that. But also, I have to be very careful with my advice because this man was dangerous. This man beat her. This man tried to choke her out. So when I would try and give her advice on how to do things, I had to keep that in mind because I don't want her to get hurt. But what is the alternative here? The alternative is to stay. I'm not saying the alternative to getting hurt. I'm saying the alternative to not trying to figure out how to get out of the situation. Luckily, the stars aligned and she was put in a situation where she could get away. And this is a little bit of how I will share her story. So the big situation that she was struggling with was that she was the only person on the lease. They lived together, but he couldn't be put on the lease because of his history. And so she was on the lease by herself. So it was her apartment. She's like, where do I go? If I leave, I can't move anywhere else because I'm on the lease. So how do you get rid of somebody? It is super hard to get rid of somebody to get them out of your house. It's really a difficult thing to do if they don't want to go. And so, and if you don't have the strength to do it. So in this situation, her lease was coming up. It was going to end. She couldn't re-sign the lease at that place. Due to his financial abuse, he wasn't even helping her with the rent as was the plan. And so this apartment complex was like, you need to go. Your lease is up, but we're not even going to give you the option to renew, which was a blessing because then she had to leave and they both had to leave. They knew they had to go somewhere. And so her plan was, I'm going to avoid talking about where we're going to move to next. And when the lease is up, I am skipping town. I'm going to move back with my parents in a whole nother state so that I can get away from this man. And I'm like, excellent. Great idea. So he would talk to her and send her, here, look at this place, look at that place. What do you think about this place? And she was just not entertaining the conversation, but also not saying, hey, buddy, I'm moving and I'm leaving, because they still had 3 weeks until the end of the lease. And 3 weeks is a lot of time to fight and be in danger with a person that is volatile and will put their hands on you. And so we were discussing what not to say, how to try and keep the peace, how to try and live with this person, but not commit to anything, but not give too much information because then you could put yourself in danger. It's crazy. If you have not lived this, it's so scary to think about. I honestly have dealt with a lot in my life, but I never did deal with physical abuse in a relationship. And so I can't even imagine how hard this was for this woman. So what happens? She's analyzing herself and she's recognizing and she's fighting against it and she's having a hard time because, of course, deep down she thinks still that she loves this man, which is part of the whole convoluted process, because can you really love someone that beats on you, that leaves you struggling for days and weeks on how to pay bills, on how to find food, on how to come up with the next month's rent? And it is not love. It is some sort of very unhealthy connection, but that is not love. But what do you know? Because this is what you've been in and this is what you've dealt with and this is what you've accepted. And if you don't tell yourself that it's because of love, then you're like, well, what the hell? How terrible am I if I'm still with this person and it's not about love? So sometimes you have to convince yourself about these things. But in this situation, she was realizing through our conversations, when she would go home and she would be around him, she started realizing that she was living in this high stress situation. She hadn't really acknowledged it, but she started seeing and allowing herself to feel and was realizing that when he is around, I am like on high alert about everything I say, everything I do, everywhere I turn. And when he would be gone, she would feel a little bit of calmness when he's out with his friends or not around. But as soon as he comes back, she started really opening her eyes to what she was feeling and realizing that, dude, I feel like I'm with him. Obviously, I'm with him for fear. And when I'm with him, I am not happy. I'm not at peace. I am stressing out the whole time. And this can manifest in health issues in a whole bunch of ways. So she started recognizing that. And then we talked about something else. This man had a child. His baby mama left the baby at the hospital and took off. And so, of course, when you hear him tell it, what a horrible baby mama I was with. She basically abandoned our child and left. And when they first started dating, he's like, oh, look, a single dad. How sweet is that, that he's being so responsible for his child? Which honestly, why do we do that? Single moms run around taking care of their kids all the time. Why do we suddenly see a single dad and like put him a little bit higher on a pedestal? Because what he's doing, what he should be doing, he is responsible for this child. He should be doing what he's taking care of him. But we give him extra props, which we really should not, because they're not doing anything special. They're doing what women do all the time. But here he was, a single dad, and oh, my son needs a mom. And you know, all of these things that he used to suck her in. And she's like, oh, I could be a mom to this sweet little baby boy. How great, whatever. And then now when we go back and analyze this baby mom, when we analyze the mother of this child that left him in the hospital, do you know what we discussed, her and I? How horrible was this woman's life with this abusive man that she felt that the only way to escape was to abandon her child at the hospital and leave? Because otherwise, she was going to be attached to this man at least for 18 years. Once you have a child with him, unless you're willing to abandon your child, there is no escape. And when we had this conversation, she totally saw this woman in another perspective, because she has been living this terror, this type of life for a few years now. And we talked about, imagine if you had a child with him and then you couldn't get away from him. And she was like, oh my God. There's no doubt that this man was putting hands and treating this other woman this way. Why? Why would he be suddenly different? And the only way this woman could get away from him was to leave her child. And that's sad. And that had to be gut-wrenching for her. But imagine how terrible her relationship and her life was with this man, that she had to walk away from her child. Not everybody could do that. Not everybody will do that. Some of us will deal with a horrible man because we love our child so much. But you know what? In that moment, we did not judge this woman, because the girl that I was working with was trying so hard to escape this man. And it was so hard for her. And she didn't even have a child with him to worry about. So it's an interesting perspective to put on that. Not everybody will do it. Some people might judge it. I don't. I don't at all. Okay, so what happens? She's been able to avoid having a conversation about moving with this man for a couple weeks. They're like only two more weeks until they have to leave. And she's packing her stuff and she's just trying to keep the peace. But no, unfortunately, it doesn't work out that way. There is a moment where they have a fight. I can't go into all the details. Maybe one day she'll be willing to come on this podcast and share her details. But it happens. And he got physical with her again. And this was her moment. This was her moment to say, I'm going to call the police. I'm going to press charges. She had called the police before, but let the charges go because, you know, he apologized and I'm sorry and I won't happen again. And after that, it happened a few more times. And she didn't even bother calling anybody at that point because she's like, you know, it's just become a revolving door. But after being more aware and awake about what her situation was like, she was brave enough to say, no, today, I'm not going to accept it today. I'm going to do something about it today. And she called the police. And the police came. But, you know, unfortunately, they took their sweet time. And by the time they showed up, she had left the apartment. Like, she ran out and left. And so was out on the street calling. And then he was able to leave. And when the police showed up, he wasn't there. And surprise, surprise, the guy had already been on probation. He was like on probation. So if he got caught, he was going to go to jail. So he freaked out and took off. And they couldn't find him. So what happens? She's free. Because all of these things aligned. She's going to be out of that apartment in a couple months. He has a court hearing coming up and he's on probation and she just called the cops on him. So that means that if he shows up, he's going to jail. So now he's scared, not feeling bad that he put hands on his girlfriend that he supposedly loves again, but now freaked out because, oh shit, now I'm in trouble. So she was able to break that tie with him and not have to acknowledge moving into the apartment. And clearly at this point, she doesn't even have to have the conversation that we're not moving in together because, bro, I called the cops on you. The lease is up. We're done for. It's over, right? So I had advised her, send him a message. Be very clear that you guys are done, that he needs to come get his stuff while you're not there, or send somebody, because you are not going to see him, because if he shows up, you will call the cops again, that you guys are over. And so then block the phone. Block it. Do not acknowledge him anymore. And that's what she did. And she was able to get away from him because all of these stars aligned. And even though it was a horrible situation to have him abuse her again, this is the last time. This is the last time. And if I had to put up with it one more time just to be able to get you out of my life, I did. And survive it, because thank God she survived it. And so I honestly believe that because she was willing to talk to people about her situation, she was willing to ask for advice, she was willing to listen to what we were telling her, and she had a community around her. It wasn't just me. She had other people around her that were advising her and saying, this is not healthy. You deserve better. You deserve more. You can do this. You are valuable. You are worthy. That started to sink in. It really did start to sink in. And she found the strength at a moment, a horrible, scary moment, to say, no, today I'm putting myself first. Today I'm going to put myself first and I'm going to stop this. So I share this story because you don't have to stay in an abusive situation. You don't have to stay in a situation where you're controlled, where you are financially abused, where they don't help you pay the bills or keep money from you and don't let you have any money to do anything and be able to figure out how to eat and how to dress yourself and how to get gas in your car to get to work. You don't have to put up with this. You can walk away. And it is a delicate situation. You do have to be careful. But make an escape plan. Escape if that's what you need to do. Figure out a way to escape. Talk to people. Ask for help. There are ways to do it. You do not have to stay. Just because you've stayed, just because you've put up with it, doesn't mean you have to forever. It's not like, well, I've already done it. What more could he do? What more could he do? He could kill you. He could kill you. So there is a way out. I'm not saying it's easy. God, I know that it is not easy. I do know that it's not easy. But it's possible. And if you need the support, find support groups. If you're not sure who to talk to, you can reach out to me and I will find places for you to talk to someone. But get out. You deserve so much more. And before I end, I did want to share one last little thing of the mindset of these type of people, because she sent me the message that he sent her. She blocked him, but he found other ways to get a hold of her. And he sent her a text, and I'm going to read that to you. How long does true love last for? Question mark. I've been holding in a lot. I hope you're okay. I already know your mind and heart feeling, etc., are all over the place. Your emotional scars I have caused will make a female go into a real depression mode, making it hard for her to trust anyone. You're a strong woman who gave me your love in so many ways. Words can't describe nor express. Learning how to love and treat a woman, you definitely taught me that. It's crazy as fuck how much my mind's been processing over the past few weeks. I understand your situation. We've been together 4 years and I see now your life has changed since you left and came up here with me. My goodness, time flies so fucking fast. It's scary. Time goes so fast till you never realize what you appreciate and admire or adore till it's gone. You're an adventurous, spontaneous, clean, smart person. I know there's not a lot of females out there like that. I honestly take my hat off to you. You're an amazing mother. I swear to God you are. I don't care what anybody thinks about me when it comes to you. No one on the outside looking in's opinion ever mattered to me. If you wondered, do I feel any pain or discomfort? I feel 1,000% probably worse than you are right now because I understand and see things differently where my pride was blocking me from seeing. I just wanted you to know that you've been on my mind lately and I'll always have love for you regardless. I hope you take care of yourself and hope everything you want to achieve this year, you get it. You deserve it. Take care. That's freaking disgusting to read. It's infuriating to read. Oh, he feels 1,000 times worse. Why? Because he doesn't have his punching bag anymore? That he recognizes that what he's done makes it hard for a female to trust? Who the hell does this person think he is? This text message was so infuriating. And I know that it was so infuriating for her to read. And my advice to her was, write a letter. Write everything that you want to respond to him about this stupid text where it means nothing. He's not saying anything. It's bullshit. There's no accountability there. There's just more bullshit. Write a letter. Write a letter. Say it all and then burn it and block him wherever it was that he found a way to access you again. There is no point in explaining yourself to this person. There's no point in arguing with this person. There's no point in clarifying your feelings to this person. They will never understand. And it is not your job to make them understand anymore. It is your job to move forward, to take this terrible relationship as a lesson and to move forward, never giving this man any time or energy in your life again. It's hard and she needs a lot of support. And for anybody out there that's going through this, I know it's hard. I'm not saying that it's easy. I mean, my husband did not abuse me or any of that stuff. And it took a long time for me to be able to separate myself from him. Sure, our relationship was longer. Yes, we had a child involved. Yes, we were actually married. But I can still relate that it is hard. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but oh my God, it's so worth it. Please, all that I say is if you're in this situation, you don't have to be in it forever. You can find your way out. And there is a lot of support out there for you. You just have to look for it. And with that, I'm going to leave you. I appreciate you listening to this one. I know it was a heavy one, but if you got something from it, then I did my job. And I want to actually say thank you so much to this young lady who allowed me to share bits of her story with all of you in the hope that it inspires you to make that really difficult exit. All right, that's all for today. I'm going to catch you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks again for listening. And if you found value in today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you could go take a moment and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from. It would really help to get the word out and help us build this community. And as we wrap up today's Heart to Heart, I hope you find healing, feel your strength grow, and embrace your journey forward.